Well, you know, I don't think about it a lot unless I start communicating with a number of our players, and we stay in contact very often. And sometime I go out and play golf with them, and we think about those times, and especially comes to memories with the tournament time rolls around like it is right now in Northwest Indiana. For a number of the teams in Northwest Indiana that are getting ready to go into the regional action.
And what does it say about the closeness between coach and player that you're still in contact with a lot of the girls that you used to coach?
Well, you know, one of the things you do as a coach is you not only want to really do well as far as the program is concerned, but you want all the people that's in the program to go on and be successful and have a great family life and have a great career. And it makes one proud when those same people stay in contact with you and you know that they have done well not only throughout the state but throughout the entire country.
You mentioned earlier that we are right in the middle of girls high school basketball playoff action. There are a lot of coaches involved in the tournament, a lot from Northwest Indiana, six to be specific. For those who have never been through the grind of a tournament, especially the regional, semi-state, and state, what advice can you give them?
Well, you know, first of all, the one thing I'd like to do is wish a great amount of luck, and I hope the teams all play up to their potential, and I hope the potential for all the teams that are still currently in the tournament in Northwest Indiana, I hope they do extremely well. The grind and the stress, especially for teams that have some expectations to go places and go far and do well in the tournament becomes very high at this time of the season, because at least the time we were there, we had one-class basketball, which means everybody was going for the same particular trophy to be the number one team in the state. There were not four. There was one you ended up with. And you had to win three sectional games throughout 1 week. You then had to come back and go into regional action, which the teams are doing this Saturday, and you had to win two games. That means you had to play two games in 1 day, and that is always a lot of pressure on kids who maybe may not be used to that. And then you had to come back and go into the semi-state action, and now the semi-state action, you had to win two games on that particular day a week later, and then no more than 1 week after that, you had to go into the state finals, and you also had to play two games in the state finals in the same day. So there was a lot of pressure, a lot of things could go wrong, and you just hope your kids would play well. You hope they would stay true under the stress and the pressure of the atmosphere when you had television cameras, you had radio stations, and you had teams that were getting better each and every week. And you had to beat two of them in the same day. And a lot of times the draw was a big difference because if you had the second game, you had about 3 hours less rest. And many times about 80% of those teams who played the first game normally won. So there was always stress, always pressure.
Coach, you mentioned all of that, and I want to talk about Ann Kovachkov later on because she's the one constant in those three straight teams that you spoke of earlier, including two that won the state championship. But I believe that unbeaten team is Hall of Fame, right?
Yes. Well, in Indiana, if you win the state championship, that doesn't get you in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. You have to be undefeated. And our 1984 team with Ann Kovachkov, Nancy Callen, Sandy Grabowski, and a number of other really fine players that ended up playing for us, they ended up undefeated at 27-0 and were inducted in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, which you're eligible for that induction 25 years after that particular event. And that was just a few years ago, and had a great atmosphere down in Indianapolis for that.
Now, let's talk about Ann Kovachkov, or should I say Ann Kovachkov Akwiwa, because she's now married. How important was she to the program? Because you had those three teams that were doing very well, including two that won state championships, and she was the one player who was involved in all three.
Well, you know, the first time, she was a youngster and played well, but was not the leader of the team. And really, the very next year, she was a outstanding outstanding player and was named the MVP of the entire Indiana basketball state tournament and was named the outstanding player in the Final Four when we won the state championship in 84. But Nancy Cowan was there and Merritt Erickson was still there. Well, then Annie came back her senior year, and people are forgetting Sandy Grabowski, who was also an Indiana All-Star. And Sandy and Annie both came back, but Annie was the leadership of that entire 85 team when we went through and won it for the second year in a row, which is the first time in the history of Indiana basketball, at least in the girls' side, for somebody to win consecutive state championships. We had a great team from Northwest Indiana and East Chicago Roosevelt. Bobby DeKemper, led by, of course, LaTanya Pollard, and they won it 2 years, but never consecutively when the tournament first started in Indiana. So Annie, of course, went on from that particular time and became one of the outstanding standouts at Purdue University, and she was on the team, which was the first time. Actually played in the NCAA tournament and was invited to play in that. So she did extremely well and then, of course, came back to Crown Point and is teaching. And at one stint, she became the girls' varsity basketball coach at Crown Point.
Coach, before we let you go, and I got about a minute left, I wish I had more time, but only got 60 seconds here. So give me your biggest memory from the greatness that you had at Crown Point with that girls' team.
Well, I think that probably the memory was just getting to the state finals for the first time. You know, most people don't really realize how difficult it is to get there. Most teams have a very low bar. Most teams think, you know, God, if we get to the sectional and win a sectional, that's the greatest thing it ever was. Well, that bar is low for teams that really want to strive and do great things and become remembered in many years. And, of course, getting the state finals that first year, we were really dismayed when we didn't win. But probably the most crucial time was winning that state championship the first time when you looked up the clock and everybody was running on the floor and Crown Point had 7,000 people in the stands watching that game. That was at 84 team, and they've done something that nobody else has done for quite a while.
As a matter of fact, let me squeeze this in real quick. You mentioned those fans of Crown Point. I remember We Are CP. And with the exception of my alma mater, Gary Roosevelt, that's the loudest I've ever heard fans in Indianapolis.
Well, the other thing was really interesting about that is a lot of coaches in the area, that was a time when, since one team only advanced, everybody got behind that team. And when we went there, you can't believe how many coaches called us from Northwest Indiana and how many things that went on in our pep assemblies. Other coaches came in. And as you said, not only were all the people listening to that game on the radio who could not get tickets because that was a hard ticket to get, they were all supporting Crown Point. And that's I'd like to say the same thing happens this particular weekend when all the teams represent Northwest Indiana. And hopefully we'll get some of them in the semi-state and maybe some of them get lucky enough to go to the state finals.